This is The Bible Show.
Welcome to The Bible Show Daily. We believe in the power of God's Word, so we want to be in it each and every day. So, Sam, where are we at in the Bible today?
So, we are looking at shepherds this week, and we're in Advent, which means we're longing for the coming of Jesus. Before Jesus' birth, they were longing for the coming of the promised Savior. Now, on this side, we're longing for the return of that same Savior. And we're talking about shepherds this week because it's kind of a big deal in the Christmas story. And one of the things I want to look at today is where Jesus takes an identity and basically says, like, I am the fulfillment of everything that had ever come before, talking about shepherds. I'm that guy. And so we're picking up in John 10, starting in verse 11.
Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
So when I read this first coming into this, I thought of the security guards that we have here for our school, right? Like, yeah. What is the most important thing that you want to see a security guard do? Like, or like, you're taking care of stuff. What do I want to see out of a security guard?
Like, go into action.
Go into action. But he could have all the guns. He could have the Kevlar vest. He could have all the stuff. But if he doesn't love those kids,
yeah,
then you're like, are you going to turn and run if something gets scary? Like, what do you, so when you see him, you know, giving high fives and hugs and all that stuff, like, that's when you know, like, you love those kids. You would lay down your life.
Yeah, there's something to protect.
That's right.
There's a relationship.
And Jesus is coming here saying there's plenty of shepherds out there, the people that will hold themselves up, pastors, religious leaders, that hold themselves up as shepherds, but they won't lay their life down for the flock. They're in this for their own good. The moment something gets hard or dangerous, they're gone. But when he says, I'm the good shepherd, you know who he's talking to in this passage? He's talking to Pharisees. If you look at the last verse of chapter 9, and he's in a discussion with the Pharisees when he says this. And when he says, I am the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, there is such a clear connotation that they would have heard, that they would have known absolutely, because the Old Testament talked about a lot of bad shepherds. Hmm. And so if you look at Ezekiel 34, this is just the goodness of God. So we're 600 years before Jesus when Ezekiel writes, and he says, the word of the Lord came to me. This is Ezekiel 34, verses 1 to 5. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. And you're like, whoa. Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, thus says the Lord God, the shepherds of Israel, you have been feeding yourselves. Should not the shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat. You clothe yourselves with wool. You slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bound up, the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you've ridiculed them, so they were scattered because there was no shepherd. So now,
it's not what you want to hear.
I'm the good shepherd. Who's the bad shepherd?
Those guys.
Those guys, right? But I love this, and this is where we'll finish off today. He goes on, like, after rebuking the bad shepherds for what they've done to the flock, the Lord comes to Ezekiel, and just hear this. Sit in this for who our shepherd is, right? He comes back and he says to Ezekiel, for thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. If I can't get religious leaders, if I can't find priests and prophets and kings in the Old Testament that will come and find the broken and chase down the outcast and do the work of a good shepherd, then I myself, this is God talking, I'm going to come and look for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he's among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they've been scattered on the days of clouds and thick darkness. Imagine God saying this of you. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land. What's that sound like? This is Psalm 23. And on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured. I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I'll destroy. I will feed them in justice. And so here you have God in the Old Testament that's coming and being like, all my shepherds are failing.
Sure.
They only care about themselves. They betray their flocks. They leave them empty, endangered, scattered, outcast. They don't care enough to lay down their life. And Jesus comes and he is the fulfillment of Exodus 34. God himself has come to seek and save the lost. He's come to bind up the broken. That's the Savior we worship. And by the way, who are we in this story? Because the prophets tell us that too. Isaiah 53, all we like sheep have done what?
Gone astray.
Gone astray. And it's not just that he came looking for us. What does it say? The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Our shepherd was oppressed and afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He became like a lamb that was led to slaughter, and he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment, he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of the people. And fast forward to verse 11 of Isaiah 53. You know what he says? Out of the anguish of his soul, which means on the cross, like when he's doing all this, when he is taking the transgressions and the sins and everything else. Listen to this. Out of the anguish of his soul, his deepest torment, his greatest pain, he shall see and be satisfied, which means on the cross, in the midst of his greatest anguish, what was he seeing?
Satisfaction.
From what? What made the cross worth it for him?
Did what he had to do to get the sheep.
Yeah, you. Right? He loves the Father. He's doing the Father's will. He's in the middle of the anguish of his soul, and he looks out, despite all the cost of the cross, he looks out, he sees, and he's satisfied with what his pain is purchasing. That is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. And in the midst of his own torment, the only thing that he can reflect on is he is satisfied that the sheep have been brought back into the fold and they're safe.
It's beautiful.
That's our Savior. What hops out at you in that?
I think just what you were talking about, how valuable I am to Jesus. Because we can gauge value on how far someone's willing to go to get that thing. And when you put it like that, it's like, wow, Jesus, that's, you love me. You care about me. You went to a cross for me. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I think for me, in addition to that, it's the, you know, as a shepherd, as a pastor, as somebody in ministry, like you gain a sense of like, Jesus is like, hey, don't play around with my flock. Like, I love them. Like, chase after them. Love them when they're broken, when they're shattered, help them.
Yeah, don't make me have to do this.
Yeah, right? But then like in the failure as a shepherd, I can only be like, I fail at this all the time. Like, I can't do this. Like, please let me just be one of the sheep. Like, come for me, because as a shepherd, I feel like sometimes I'm lost. And it's that, you know, he comes to the Pharisees who are prideful and think they have it together and are looking down their nose at him. And it's like, I never want to be one of those prideful shepherds that is only in the ministry for what I can get out of the flock until it gets hard. And then I run and leave them alone. Like, give me the heart of a shepherd who will lay down his life for the flock. Like, make me more like you. It's a humbling calling and one that we need to take real seriously.
Yeah, and do that. We need to pray.
Yeah,
so please. Let's do it right now. Lord, we just praise you for the lengths you went to get us. Lord, we just thank you that your love is so visible, that your graciousness is so known. We just ask you now, Lord, just forgive us for all the ways we've been bad shepherds. Forgive us for all the ways that we've stopped caring for people. Forgive us for all the ways that we've treated people poorly, God. And raise us up. Lord, raise up more good shepherds all around this world and fill us with your Spirit so that we can care for people. We can love people, that we can be the hands and feet of Jesus to a watching world. So we just thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for listening to The Bible Show. If you enjoyed this podcast, please remember to like and subscribe and leave a kind review to help us in the world of tech algorithms. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We'll see you next week with another episode of The Bible Show.